have had some technical problems.
We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Garrett, and Vicky.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back for another hour here on Playboy Radio.
The hits keep on coming, Sammy.
I love what we're doing on the show. It's so funny. And I love reading comments on iTunes from people who are still mad that we left Death Squad. And it's so obvious what when it's that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can say a lot of things about the show, but when you start complaining about the sound quality, now I know you're just making stuff up.
Right.
We're in a professional high-end studio.
And Sam Zia, this was an old comment. This was before you.
No, so it's not you.
Yes, it's not you.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. But God, they're so angry we left. They're still angry. We've had everybody from Death Squad on the show, and they all love the show. And there's still those people. And you can tell by, you know, it was better when blah, blah, blah was on the show. It's like,
well, it's not something like a television show. A podcast, you really have to seek it out. So the idea that people would deliberately seek out our iTunes page to give less than 5 stars.
What it is when I put out, hey, man, if you're enjoying the show, please rate and review. Let us know. And then they go there and they review and they give us a horrible review.
But wait, so then they're listening, right?
Right. And they're still following me on Twitter.
Well, listen, I mean, it seems fine to me, right?
Because
a play's a play.
Yeah.
Because Vicky and I were kind of reminiscing about our good times and,
Before I joined?
No, just like the different stuff we've done on the show.
We love some you gems. On the
show. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
But a lot of stuff that we've done on the show, and one of my favorites that we did only once and I would like to get back to is where I review public bathrooms.
Oh, that's good.
I would go around and I would like just go to different places. Like I did Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles one time.
How was that one?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay, you know.
Bathroom where you need a token, not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Sharky's Pizza, very dirty.
And
but a lot of room.
Well, that's part of the thing, too, is, like, don't you want your own, like, if you have your own quarters, that sometimes is even weirder, because then it's the exit, and the person is like, what took the fucking long?
Right.
You know,
right.
And you're rolling out, and you're like, sorry, hey.
What, how much graffiti is okay in your toilet seat before you feel like, as an establishment, you should have to remove that toilet seat?
When they start going to the toilet seat?
Yeah.
The toilet seat.
Gangbangers love...
Once they're starting, it's time. It's over. Who wants to sit on fucking Braille?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One me poppy. Get rid of it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was that?
Me poppy. One me poppy. Gots to go.
Yep. Adios, poppy.
So Vicky thought we should bring that back.
I absolutely thought the opposite of that. I thought it should stay dead forever.
Right.
It's okay. First of all, it's like, all right, so what do you think, like, a listener like Glenn Carlin from Northern Ireland or something? Like, there's worldwide listeners. Who cares about local LA bathrooms?
I think everyone would like to know what to look for in quality bathroom.
And
I think in Ireland, Glenn Carlin probably this sounds luxurious because there... They just throw a trough at you, and it's basically a dick fashion show.
Yeah.
Where you're just standing there with 8 blokes. Just
and
fucking.
And they just shit in the hole, right?
It's No, I'm talking about the pee. But then you go to other places. Like, you go to France, like, on the side of the road. They'll be like, and here's the shit there. You're like, near the freeway? And it's a fucking hole?
Yeah.
Cool. I'll just call 911 when shit gets real.
What if the listeners took it really seriously and that's the only place that they would pee when they come to L.A.? Like, no, we got to go to Roscoe's. They have the shelf.
That's
talked
Sam's
about
favorite
it.
Piss hole.
That's the things you were looking
they
for.
They got new toilet seats.
The shelf and the stall. I'm like, that doesn't apply to anyone but you.
So, I mean, like, the reason I bring up the bathroom thing is because, again, controversy. Did Lamas bone in the bathroom? Did he bone in the bathroom?
10:04, the pee is the hard-hitting questions are coming at the
Illuminati. I got
to
ask.
And guys, when you go to naughtymerch.com and you pick up a t-shirt, we just want to let you know, this is the kind of thing that it's going towards, hiring forensic professionals. Like that, that's money to go into good use right there.
Yeah.
What do you think we do with the money? Have fun?
Absolutely not.
No,
spend the money on fun stuff like clothing and food.
Craigslist jizz doctors. That's where it goes.
You know?
Yeah.
We're not idiots. There and we hire forensic people.
Right.
We have them come in. RoboCop let us in.
Yep.
He's like, listen, I got to know. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Good.
Because if I see Lamas, I might have to arrest him.
Well, and I heard that the head of Playboy said, stay off the case, Tripoli. You're suspended 2 weeks. But you're still working angles behind the scenes. And I, for one, love it.
I
think the third act is going to be awesome.
I got to play by my own rooms.
Yeah.
I need to know if they boned and how they boned. So I
and
went
how
on
they
Craigslist.
Boned.
Yeah.
They you want
it's like
actual
Dexter. By the blood splatter, he can tell you how they died. By the jizz splatter, they could tell you what they were doing.
What if he released the hounds in the yard?
It's possible.
You know?
That's why I'm proud to bring on the show Detective Leonard Bixby. Detective, are you there? Detective.
This evening, Sam.
Detective, thank you. We got you through. Thank you so much for taking out a little time out of your very busy schedule, Detective.
No problem. It's usually I'm watching my reruns of Jeopardy right now, but I stayed awake long enough to receive your phone call.
Always working.
Always working. Now, what exactly, so our listeners know, Detective Bixby, what exactly do you specialize in?
I specialize in crimes of passion. Now, these crimes of passion do not involve any homicide or murder. I'm not a homicide detective, okay?
Okay, okay.
So I deal in crimes of passion.
This is a crime of passion.
Yes, it is.
Right? I mean, this is technically a crime of passion.
To the ninth degree on that. Yes,
absolutely.
Put a cherry on top.
I like your style, Bixby. I'm not going to lie to you. I love it, as a matter of fact.
Well, when I deal with crimes of passion, I usually deal in, lovemaking or bukkake sessions.
Sure, the big ones, the buzzwords.
Yeah. Orgies used to be a big hit in the 70s, not so much anymore. Unless you sign up for those swinger single sites where you can meet people at RVs and stuff like that, at some trailers or off the distant paths of maybe, some of those trailer park sorts.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Interesting. So now you're actually known for being you actually worked on a very important case.
Yes, I was one of the lead investigators on the original, not the copycats, but the original Dirty Sanchez case.
Really?
Now, yes. Yes. Now that was in 1982. And I was one of the lead investigators on that. And I brought pretty much all the forensic efforts to the table regarding the apprehension of the man. Now, by the way, his name was not Sanchez. That's a little side note trivia you may want to tell your friends, maybe when you're playing Trivial Pursuit. Actually, Sanchez was the man who perpetrated the act. Now, his name was Daryl Miltraub. Okay. People called him Dirty Daryl. So they called him Dirty Daryl. Now, he got first part of the name of the Dirty Sanchez. The back end of it is Sanchez, right? He got that last name because he had a cleaning lady named Gloria Sanchez who provided evidence as to his evil doings, which was
so
basically wiping excrement on people's lips. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my goodness.
I did not know that. That's incredible.
Yeah, I did a gas chromatograph of the fecal matter on her upper lip, his housekeeper, and determined that it actually came from his bottom. It was from his bottom, this Miltraub character. Now, later it was twisted into the Dirty Sanchez, which has become so popular in the popular culture.
So interesting. That's really so interesting. Now, you did some, you've swabbed, you looked. Did you find any DNA, and what did the DNA tell you?
Well, I did a number of tests. Okay, first I go in and I assess the crime scene, okay, like any good detective would, like any good gumshoe would, see? I go in there, I build quadrants, I create the scene, I try to place myself in those people's shoes, or sometimes lack thereof, if they're
doing visualize it. Visualize what's going on.
I'm a forensic sculptor. I like to think of myself as a Michelangelo of what I do, see?
Oh, awesome, awesome.
But there was lots of DNA. I actually sprayed the room down with luminol, and it lit up like a Christmas tree in there when I put the black light on. And I mean, it was just glowing in there with all the DNA evidence.
So
not necessarily from the perpetrator that we're talking about, Mr. Llamas.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you're saying there was a lot of DNA in there.
Oh, there's crud slow. There must be about 7 layers of it. I mean, if I had the DNA from Hugh Hefner, I bet he dropped a load there, you know, one time or another during his stints.
Okay, so you found DNA. What did it tell you? What happened in that room?
Well, the evidence that I garnered, this is what I think happened. I think Mr. Llamas, a.k.a. Lorenzo Llamas, age 55, took his consort, his concubine, his wife, Shauna, in the bathroom with him. And I think what happened was they locked the door. I got some fingerprints, some basic fingerprints off the doorknob. And I used that with a basic scotch tape. And then I noticed that there was a few markings on the sink. Now, I could tell there's a Brazilian wax job probably done in the vaginal mons region, because I noticed when I also did some other testing on that area with my tape strip, that there was some endothermic reactions going there. So there was definitely some friction on the pubic mons being impeded from somebody from behind, basically in a 45-degree angle, which would lead me to believe that there was some kind of a reverse Ukrainian, or as we call it in the States, doggy style. So and there, it would surprise me if there isn't any labial or clitoral contusions, but I had not that evidence in front of me.
You found all that. That is truly.
Oh, that's just one quadrant. The whole place was like Disneyland in there. There was so much semen content. I mean, I don't know what Mr. Llamas eats for breakfast. I don't know if he eats a case of eggs or what. Now, the average male secretes during an ejaculate. He secretes approximately 0.5 milliliters, okay? Whereas you get your Peter North, who does about 6 ounces, okay? So he's somewhere in between there. So he has definitely a healthy ejaculate.
Would you say frothy?
What's that?
Would you say frothy?
There was some froth, which leads me to believe that there was probably some oxygen introduced into the act, which you get a lot during the friction and a lot when you have, they call it cum play. I mean, she probably looked like the Queen of England with all the pearl necklaces coming off of her. Let's put it that way.
Wow. So, I mean, my God, Detective Bixby, you've answered our question. There was not only just lovemaking, there was crushing going on.
Oh, he was crushing it big time. I mean, I tell you, if you put a dime, if you put a piece of coal in between those two bodies, it would have been bigger than the Hope Diamond. And there was a lot of crushing going, a lot of PSI, a lot of pounds per square inch, a lot of pounding per square inches. And he must be hung like a wildebeest, too, because I also noticed some testicular skin cells that were left on the top of the potty. Now, I don't know what position they were in for that, but that could have been a Hong Kong two-step. I'm not sure. I got to look at my Kama Sutra book.
Well, Detective, wow. I mean, I don't want to keep you from Jeopardy anymore. I can't tell you how thankful and how excellent of a job you just did here on The Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. I mean, Detective Bixby, you answered all of our questions, our fans' questions.
I have another. Here's a bit of trivia for you.
Okay.
Ready?
Right.
Ready.
Mr. Lamas played the character Lance Cumson on Falcon Crest.
That's right.
Coincidence? Coincidence?
Wow.
Coincidence?
How deep does this go?
It is conspiracy, my friend. It is conspiracy of semen.
Wow.
It's conspiracy of fluids. And I'll tell you, there is some very high levels of pH in the vaginal excretion, for sure, which leads me to believe there is probably some serious crushing going on the major and minor labias. Now, I know you boys are younger, but those are basically the meat drapes, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Detective Bixby, we got to run. Cannot thank you enough. Excellent job.
Amazing.
You let us know. And if you have any other crazy crime scenes of passion that you come about, please call in at any time.
I got one coming up tomorrow. It's one of the council members here in West Hollywood. So that should be interesting.
All right, man. Wow. Thank you. One more time. Detective Bixby, everybody. Take care, bud.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Excellent.
Good night, guys.
He's very good.
That was hilariously awesome.
Wow, we learned a lot.
He's really good.
Yeah. Wow.
Really sounds like there was quite a little party going on there.
Who knew? There was so much. All that jizz.
Yeah, that's good. That should be a sting for the show.
Oh,
that jizz. Show me jizz hands, girls, from the top. Give me the jizz hands.
Wow. You know, it's very weird when answers.
Yeah, exactly. Shake them. Sparkle. Get it off of your fingers.
Everybody.
Splash it. Splash it at the audience.
That's what it looks like.
Can you find that real quick?
We're all doing it as if the whole booth.
Five, six. 5, 6, 7, 8, and step, and jizz hands, and jizz, and jizz hands, and we're jizzing with jizz hands. Get off the jizz. Good. Some of you are going to be cut before 4.
What a great day this has been.
Wow.
Wow.
Detective Bixby, money well spent.
Money well spent.
How much did he cost?
Lots.
He did.
Lots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$2,000?
Over $2,000.
Well, you know we
sell a ton of fucking t-shirts.
Yeah.
So.
No,
yeah.
That's true.
Well, if you want more of that, you should go to naughtyshow.net. Go to the merch site. Buy some t-shirts. We'll do more of that stuff.
Yeah. Big shout out J.R. Steiner. He's doing, he's making stuff for all kinds of people now.
Yeah. Things are going great, and it's only getting better.
Good.
Doing all right. Getting good grades. I'm very excited because not only... I mean, I can end the show right there. 17 minutes in.
But we're not going to do
that.
We
had a great show.
Because it's going to get crazier right now.
You know, there's a couple things I love in life.
Here
I love the ladies.
Sam, bottom line it for us.
But one thing I love more than anything else is animals.
Oh, yeah.
The love of animals. The people who care about the animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who don't love the animals, you know what they are? Animals.
That's
They're
true.
Just pure animals.
And you love them. So that's very tough.
And that's why... When I saw this guy's video, I'm like, I have to get this guy on the Naughty Show. He must be on the show. And, you know, it took a while. He's all over the place. He's all over the world saving animals. And then I finally got him on the show. He happened to be in L.A. His helicopter happened to be flying by. Yeah. Please welcome friend of show, my good friend, Randall, everybody. Randall, welcome. Hey. Welcome, Randall. Let's get him a microphone.
How you doing?
Now, I met Randall. Well, how I got a hold of Randall was through a mutual friend of mine.
Yes.
Yes. Is his microphone working?
Yes.
Nope. Now, go.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. Nope.
I don't hear him.
I don't hear him either. How about try the other one?
Try
the other one. Try the other one.
That's right. It's hard to change.
Hello?
There we go.
Great.
Hey, do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you give him your headphones since you don't want to listen to him? Give it to my good friend, Randall.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Randall.
Oh, I love headphones. Oh, or cans, as they call
That's
them.
Right,
the cans.
Yes.
Put the cans on your head. That's motorboating, right? Isn't that motorboating? When you're blah, 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 blah. That's pretty much like put the cans on your head.
Yes, exactly.
Listen, I have to tell you, Sam, I'm so excited by Jizz Hands.
Yes.
I think that is so amazing.
I feel like its stock is rising.
Yeah.
I feel like the people want more.
Switch seats with him, too.
Sam, you sure? I don't mind. It's just,
yeah.
Gareth, can you wait outside while we do this?
I've got a bunch of shit.
Okay, watch this.
Now, those are your new waters, and I'll take these two over here.
Those are over there.
Those are yours.
Look at this.
And there we go.
Now,
Sam, switch with me. Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to be weird, but now that it's happened, I see
just
what you're
doing. Just a
little
switch around.
Yeah, and I love it.
Randall, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I pulled some
strings naughty
with a good friend of mine, our mutual friend Chris.
Yes, Chrissy.
Now, Chris and I worked on a movie together. I don't know if he told you about it.
Oh, yes, I know all about it because the fabulous, you're in it, and Sarah Patrick, so many fabulous people in that.
Now, he played a cocaine addict on there.
Yes.
Right? He did a lot of coke on that movie. Yes. Now, what it was, he had this bag of, like, I thought it was flour, but I don't know if he knows, but Chris was going at it. I mean, every 2 seconds, he's shoving.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we do an intervention on this guy, Chris? I mean, because you care about him. I care about him. I don't want to lose him. I thought, man, that heart is going to explode.
It's going to explode, especially because it was all Splenda, I think. You know, I had to work with him after you saw him. I had to work with him on these new videos, and he was all Splenda'd up. It was ridiculous.
Splenda and cocaine is, people don't realize it goes cocaine, Splenda, crystal meth. It's like that kind of where,
yes,
it, you know, it meets up in the middle.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It's all, and then the laxatives. It's somewhere, you know, it's this whole list of things.
Yeah, and, you know, so if you're telling me he's going to be all right, I'm not going to, because we're going to put together an intervention. I was going to save that guy's
Listen,
life.
Listen, you know, if he starts mainlining donuts, then we have a real issue.
Yeah,
here.
We really
That's
do.
That's where the issue lies.
You are an amazing human being.
Oh, stop it. More. I hope you're talking about yourself, I assume.
No,
yes?
I'm talking about you, Randall, animal lover.
I love them.
Where did your love of animals come from?
You know, when I was born, I'm an only child, growing up in New York City, my papa was the cameraman on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So he got to work with Marlon Perkins all the time, and he would go, papa would always be on the road filming all these wild animals. Mama was never around, so grandma and her friends would take me to the park and to the zoo, and they would just and so papa would come home from the road and just be, look at this, and he'd show us eagles and glorious lynxes and kitty cats, all these things, right, all these animals.
Oh, he would go, National Geographic would show you videos of kitty cats? Like kittens?
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, you know, that's, you know, Marlon Perkins, back then, Mutual of Omaha, they were a little sneaky, right? Sometimes if they couldn't get that tiger, they would just, they'd drug up a cat.
Yeah, paint a house cat a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And very rare.
Yeah, it's all perception. It's depth perception. A cat can look very big on camera.
That
you
totally
can make
true.
Cats look so huge
so
if you want to. You know,
so
and,
true.
And so, you know, you stick Marlon Perkins there and he could. So I just. Ever since the beginning of time, I've just always loved animals. And luckily, I grew up with, I had a duck, I had 3 cats, a dog, a couple parakeets. I've just always loved animals.
That's amazing. So you decide when you grew up. No. What happened to Mama? You jumped over that very
quickly. Mama?
Yeah, what happened to Mama?
So,
Mama.
What happened was.
Mama?
Mama.
Mama.
Mama. Mama. Papa. Papa. Mama.
Papa.
Papa. Mama.
What you call your dad? He's British. Peppy?
Asshole.
Da da.
Da
da.
Da da.
Da da.
And I'd hold the first da long.
Da da.
It's like that. It has an umlaut.
Da
da. Da
da. So, you know, my mama was working as a custodian at Gimbel's. Back at the time, that was a really high end department store, let me tell you, Gimbel's, next to Alexander's over there in Manhattan. And so she'd be working all these crazy hours. Papa was never around. And so, I left it up to myself to just explore and check out all these fantastic animals.
Oh, that's
just, I'm obsessed.
You just loved animals. Did you feel like they understood you?
Yes. Yeah. And you know, at one time, as I got older, I was always still involved with these animals. And, you know, one time I saw this orangutan and he was like, you know what, Randall, why don't you focus on playwriting? You should really focus on playwriting. That's right. It was an orangutan. I could swear telepathically this son of a bitch was telling me to just go for it and start writing plays. And I thought I'd be like the next Harold Pinter or something like this.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, jazz hands.
jazz hands. Jazz hands closing today. One night.
Oh, what a slippery performance.
Yeah. 9 dead after Jizz Hands fails to rock.
The audience can't sit still.
Yeah.
They're just slipping out of their seats. Nasty. It's just so nasty. So, the orangutan suggests you ought to start writing plays. And I say, okay, I'm going to do this. I go to St. Olaf's College. I study playwriting. It's a piece of shit. It's a waste of time. So I leave, go back to New York, start doing all this stuff. I really thought I would just be a playwright and do a lot of plays and act and stuff. But no. Lo and behold, you know, Chrissy shows me this goddamn Honey Badger video. And I just couldn't believe it. I guess, you know what blew me away? You know what was ridiculous, Sam? How stupid the original narration was.
Well,
what an asshole.
Draw.
It's terrible. It's if you ever watched the original, you know, this guy just, he couldn't care less. You know,
he doesn't
this,
love the Honey Badger.
He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. He's just like, and that's the way it is. And this is life. And that's, are you kidding me? This thing is running backwards, climbing up trees, eating cobras, passing out, fucking ripping balls off of lions. I mean, it's nasty. It does whatever it has to do. But this poor schmuck is just like, yeah, and that's wildlife for you. And I said, give me a break. Give me a mic. And that's when I just went to town.
Yeah.
And I found that's, you know.
You're like the after party of the Animal Kingdom. You know,
yes.
You want to drop some Molly and enjoy enjoy the animals.
That's what I'm talking about. A couple of Quaaludes, just chill and watch a sloth. You know what I'm saying? You know, all these things these days, you know, these days I feel really bad for the kids because it's always like Shark Week and when animals attack, oh, ferocious. You know, when we were growing up, it was kind of like, look at these animals, you know, and they weren't, you know, portrayed as such monsters and everything. You know, it's just calm down, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Let's just
sit
really
back.
Sit back.
Drop
you know?
A Quaalude. Enjoy the role.
Become a sloth yourself. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. Be one with these animals.
Yeah.
And you were just shocked at how much passion the Honey Badger brings.
I couldn't believe this, the little beast. You know, they're so little. These little beasts, they're just, they're going to take whatever they want, and they don't care. Now, this is true. If they come face to face with a lion, that lion is dead. You know why? It's true. They go right for the balls.
Oh, my God.
They go right for the sweet balls. It's true.
And they don't let go.
And they don't let go, and they swipey-swipey. And if it's a lioness, that's when you have a bit of a problem. Because,
really?
Yeah. That's.
What would you fist? Would you fist at that point?
The Honey Badger.
Oh, jeez. I don't. Yeah. You would have to fist or yeah. put your whole head in.
Yeah.
Something like this.
And then the male lion comes over angrily like, hey!
Yeah. That's how you got
this. How come you bite my friend's balls and you're fucking my wife?
That's a Honey Badger. It's going to fuck your lioness wife and it's going to swipe your friend's balls off. Just so they can get that sweet, sweet honey. Listen, they love to eat. They'll eat it's nonstop. You know, like the little hummingbird. You folks know about these hummingbirds,
they're
right?
They're amazing.
They're
I've
amazing.
Heard about them.
Yeah.
They have to do that. Otherwise, they basically drop dead. I mean, it's really, it's like being on, you know, meth 24/7. They just have to. If they stop for a second, oh, this, you know, this plant smells nice. They fucking die. Yeah. They have to keep going.
They can't stop, like, really?
Just for a second can they really, like, stop.
And then someone will eat them.
Someone could eat them. But their little hearts, they're made. These little birds are just, if they don't keep going, that's it.
Do you think that you have gave the Honey Badger the right kind of publicity it's needed for years? Because nobody really ever was talking about the Honey Badger
right.
until you came around.
Yeah. I mean, I was happy to do it because they are, or they were. I mean, I think greater efforts have been made now to take care of them. But for a while, you know, a lot of, this is so stupid, but beekeepers, those that, you know, keep bees and they make honey, they've been killing off the honey badgers. And the only way to do it is to do it point blank with the shotgun right
what?
To the head. Yeah. Because they're really, you know, their skin and fur and whatnot is such that it's impenetrable. So
oh
you can't.
Oh, my God.
You really have to shoot it point blank. And bows and arrows
they're like
won't
Wolverine,
not go
right?
Yeah, totally. It's just like Wolverine. And in fact, the Wolverine's their cousin.
Oh.
Cousin of the honey badgers, the Wolverine.
You see? It's all connecting.
See? But, you know, I'm just thrilled because it brings awareness to a little beast that normally wouldn't get that kind of attention.
And, you know, like as the popularity of the honey badger grows, you see more and more. Like, I saw the rankings in furry conventions. Honey badger's way up there.
Oh.
It's like beaver, squirrel. Honey badger never even
yeah.
showed up.
I mean, the honey badger owes you a big thank you, but sadly you could never get close enough because it would rip off your genitals and fuck your wife.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I just want to let you know I made it so. Oh, no, no!
Get off me!
No, my ball! I'm your friend!
I've actually had, you know, since this whole thing, I've had the good fortune of meeting several honey badgers in my life, which is crazy. So what they do is they take them nowadays and they put them in zoos or in rehabs and they flourish.
They're like honey badgers, like Lindsay Lohan, they need to go to rehab.
Like your friend Chris.
Well, they just do rails of coke.
Yeah.
Let me chew on somebody's balls.
They're just, no, they're just talking about times when they did do that. Yeah. I'll tell you, one time I ripped off that lion's balls.
I'll rip off your balls from some coke.
Yeah.
That should be the new thing. Hey, man, I'm going to rip off your balls for some coke.
The cokey badger.
Cokey badger. Cokey badger don't care. That little fucker's up all night.
Cokey badger doesn't give a fuck because he's coked out of his mind.
He's eating the hummingbirds that wait 1 second like, man, I'm pooped. Ah!
Yeah.
Now, you're famous. You're all over the place. You're verified on Twitter.
Yeah. Isn't that cray-cray?
That's cray-cray.
It's cray-cray.
That's totally cray. You know who used cray-cray? Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, that's cray-cray. Yeah. His wife looked at him like, what are you trying to
say? His wife looked at him like, I can't fuck your ass, and you're saying cray-cray?
That was a great Lorenzo moment. We didn't address it, but I noticed it, too. Yeah.
We had a Lorenzo Lamas on last week, and he boned his wife in the bathroom. And we
for
just
reals?
Had a forensic, yeah. We just had a forensic
wow.
detective come on and break down exactly what happened.
Very specific.
Oh my! That was Bixby, Detective Bixby.
Yes,
Bixby. He got down to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Oh my! Oh, thus the jizz hands.
Yeah.
Oh,
that jizz. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. They went to town in the bathroom.
Yeah. We gotta do it.
Is there, I haven't been to your bathroom yet. Is there enough room in there to go?
Oh, it's spacious.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Okay,
plenty of room.
Total okay. enough room for like a honey badger to eat your balls.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, yeah.
But enough room for it to be a total torture.
Yeah,
where you're like, I got a shot.
Yeah. Now you're on the road all the time. Do you,
yes,
as a man who loves animals, do you get a lot of love from the ladies? Are the ladies hunting you down? What's going on?
You know, it's you know, it's this multi-gender. I get it from everyone, really. You know, I get little flirtations from men's and the women's.
Now, are you
all the time
as a animal lover? Do you go both ways?
You know, I'm like Morrissey of the Smiths. I'm asexual.
Oh, you don't want to hit anything.
I don't have time for that shit, really. Because inevitably, something's got to be attached to it. Something will be attached to it. Whether or not that's guilt from myself just being like, all right, see you later. Or them being like, but what are you doing tomorrow? Like, I just don't want to deal with that shit.
You know what I want to do? I want to get you a fleshlight for your Christmas.
A fleshlight?
Yes. So you can just hump a fleshlight. It's just the vagina. You don't have to worry about the rest of the people.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Honey badger don't give a fuck about flashlights.
You know, I'm afraid if I got the flashlight, I would just jerk off onto it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would get a flashlight and just jerk off
like,
onto
you're,
it.
You're afraid
not even fuck it.
You don't want to get the flashlight?
No, I would never hump the flashlight. I would put batteries in it and use it in case of an emergency. Otherwise, I'm just masturbating on top of the flashlight.
It's crazy.
I've seen the lips, too. They have lips, right?
Yeah.
They have everything.
Yeah.
You can hump everything.
Our good friend Tara Patrick has one.
That's right.
Did you ever meet, did Chris ever introduce you to Tara Patrick?
Yes, yes, yes. I've met her. She's amazing. I want to do something with her for sure.
I think we all do.
I think we
not that way. That's naughty.
That's naughty.
No, but she, you know, she's really, you know, I saw her, I actually interviewed her over at Comic-Con. She was there at Comic-Con. She's got a booth and everything, and I'm telling you, She should be doing more comedy, I feel.
Oh, she's
very
does
funny.
The naughty show all the time. Yeah. We call her the queen of the naughty show.
Yeah.
And she's just...
she's funny.
She comes on and she's really funny.
Yeah.
She's very fast. It's very funny when comics try to get smart ass with her. She lights them up.
Yeah.
It's really hilarious.
Yeah. See, and you don't expect that.
No, not at all.
That's what I love about her.
Because she was part of the when porn stars were real people.
Yes.
Back in the day.
That sounds like a TV show. When porn stars were real people.
Yeah.
This week on VH1.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's
Lifetime
take a look
Channel.
At. Yeah.
Now, what? Now, have you done other videos besides the Honey Badger video?
Yes, I did one with Seika recently. No, that's a gag because we were just talking about porn videos.
I like it.
I have, you know, recently what I've been doing is I've been covering these popular songs on today's radio. I just did a cover of Taylor Swift's 22. And this Blurred Lines song that everyone goes crazy for.
Do you
for.
Have any words to it? Can we hear any little bit of it?
Oh, I mean, it's just, I'm trying to remember. Oh, you know, come on. Oh, it's you're a good
awesome.
Girl. You know you want it. Come on. You know you need it? Yeah. You know, it's just that silly
By
shit.
By the way, if there's ever a song that needs jizz hands,
it's that song.
Go hear it real quick. Just give us a little bit of it.
Because you're a good girl.
Jizz hands. Shake them.
You know you like it.
Get it off.
You
get
know
off.
You want it.
Jizz hands.
Because you're a good girl.
Get it off.
You know you like it.
Good.
You know you want
We're
it.
We're getting there.
Good girl.
Good.
I hate those blurred lines.
Shake them.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lick them, girls. Lick them. I'm sorry. Don't lick them. Don't lick them.
When I hear you two work together, I think Chuck D and Flavor Flav.
That's good.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's pretty boy.
Good. Amazing, yeah, that's right. Amazing, amazing hype man.
They Thank say you. You're number one New York, number one in Miami. What goes on?
Well, well, well. I would definitely fit into that Flavor Flav role real nice.
No.
Just walk out every 30 seconds and say something crazy. Bananas are fake! Stand in the back.
Now, here's the thing, Randall. We were supposed to have one of our dancers from one of our shows that we're working with.
Yes.
We were supposed to have them come in. This girl at the last second's like, I got another gig. I can't do it. And, yeah, so
oh,
we lost
Oh, that's baloney.
Her. So, we don't have a stripper for you, or do we?
Uh-oh!
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, wow. What's happening here?
We are asking.
Excellent question.
It's going to get nasty. It's going to get
Vicky,
nasty
do you
up
want
in
to
here.
Pole dance while our good friend
oh,
Randall
wow.
does play-by-play?
Do play-by-play.
Can I hear music? I mean, well, if I
what
hear
kind
music.
What do you have? Let's hear what you got, Sam. Sam's whole job. Was but
wow, Vicky, are you going to go crazy on this thing now?
Yeah,
Vicky has to be able to hear it without her headphones.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I could sing to you.
No. Oh, here we go. Here comes the. Oh boy.
Can you make it in the room?
Can you make it in the room like Lorenzo Lamas made it in the room?
Can you make it in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What should I do? Should I just start doing?
Oh, Randall.
Oh, here we go.
Real quick. What is her stage name? I might let you pick any Animal Kingdom.
Let's say Vicky Flamingo.
Vicky Flamingo.
Vicky Flamingo.
Okay. Do I just start?
Yeah.
Start in the corner there, we're gonna be like, "Welcome, Vicky Flamingo."
Oh yeah, yeah. So we gotta be shepherding
and here she
someone.
Comes.
Oh, you gotta wipe it off.
No, it's part of her thing, bro.
From the depths of the wilds.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Give it
here
up again comes. For Peppermint Cadillac.
Let's give it up Get for ready. Our good friend. Let's give it up for our good friend Randall doing play-by-play of. In-house stripper,
yes. There we go.
Vicky Flamingo.
Oh, from
Three,
the depths.
3, 2, 1, Vicky Flamingo. Seduction.
Oh, and here's this gorgeous pink
Turn
wildlife. Look at this gorgeous flamingo. From out of the bushes she comes. Oh my goodness, this flamingo is really something. Look at those moves. Oh, it's a Vicky Flamingo.
One-legged.
Vicky Flamingo, look how naughty she's getting. You think Vicky Flamingo cares? She don't give a shit, please. Watch her just shake that ass. Oh my word, she's working that pole. Oh my goodness, I feel like I'm out in the wild. Look how crazy this is. Oh my goodness, and the feathers are coming off. She's swirling around. Oh, she's climbing the tree like she don't care. Slides down and whoops. Look at that. Oh, she's shaking that ass. Look at that assy ass. She's twerking. She's twerking. Oh, bumpity bump bump bump, says the Vicky Flamingo. And she climbs up to the top again to just spin around. Look at those gorgeous legs. Totally working that pole. Oh, now she's like a little fireman. Oh, there's a four alarm fire. Oh, my word. Look at this. She could really do this shit. Wow. Jesus Christ. Spinning around, as though she's taking off in the air. Look at her fly. Look at that hot Vicky Flamingo.
That was
Holy
awesome.
Shit. Well, now, actually, Sam, you know there's a second contestant.
Ooh.
We have Pullman here.
Oh,
Pullman. Chris Coleman, a.k.a. Pullman.
Pullman wants in on the dance-off.
Now, Pullman, you can keep it short and sweet, like I've seen, whatever you want, but it was pretty good.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my God, he's taking off his shoes.
Before we proceed.
Oh, look at
really?
Hold on,
lucky
me.
What's that?
Before we proceed, seriously, that was really impressive, I have to say, Vicky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was very good.
Very good.
That was my first time on a stripper pole,
guys. How'd it feel? Do you feel alive?
Wow. I feel like winded. You were home?
Do you feel as, yeah, you know, they say that's such great exercise. Do you feel as though if you did that like 3 times a day, you would be set? Like that?
I kind of do. Now I understand, like, because we always have pole dancers on the show and like tight ass bodies. I'm legit winded. Like, I just ran
around. Yeah.
I slid down a pole like 3 times.
What if I told you?
That's what happened.
What if I told you that you could take that class but make $300 at every class?
Yeah.
What would you think about that?
What do you
Vicky?
Think about that?
Would you say that's too good to be true?
So hilarious.
Here, wait. Watch Pullman real quick.
No, hold on. It's not Pullman.
Huh?
Wait, watch Pullman. AKA Dragonfly.
Sorry.
Oh,
okay. Right.
He's the boy with the dragonfly tattoo.
Oh, my word.
Now, do you guys want him shirt on, shirt off? What brings more man?
I think
right?
It's got to fling off.
I need to see the dragon
start with
tattoo.
It.
I say lose. Yeah, all lose right, the shirt.
Good. Lose the
when
shirt.
You feel
when you
ready.
Feel it.
Very
yeah.
confident. I like what
when
I
you
see.
You feel it.
All right, guys, if you're at home.
No pressure, Dragonfly, but really, Vicky just set
on fire. You go to our
fire,
Vine,
so.
Go to our Twitter account, go to the Naughty Show Vine, Naughty Show
Where's
Twitter.
Where's his tattoo? Well,
you'll
you're
see,
gonna
it's
see
everywhere.
What's going on. Randall has been nice enough to just do play-by-play for us on this amazing night of pole extravaganzas.
This is what happens when strippers cancel.
Yeah.
Strippers cancel.
When strippers cancel, we'll be
bring
right
out
back.
The Coleman.
Bring out the Coleman. Are you guys ready for Pullman, a.k.a. Dragonfly?
Here we go.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, glasses off.
Oh, and what's the most amazing insect alive? Dragonfly.
He's
who's the nastiest
he's seducing
insect?
You with his
wow.
eyes.
The oh, dragonfly. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Is the turkey ready? You bet it is. Dragonfly. Oh, this
God.
Dragonfly stings. Oh, and there it is. On his shoulder. Look at this. The boy with the dragonfly tattoo. And he's making it fly. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. Oh, sweet buns.
What?
Did we just see sweet buns? Yes, we did. The dragonfly sweet buns as he does a little twisty-twisty, turny-turny. Holy shih tzu. He's really working it. I can't believe that.
There it is.
Dark side of the moon is here. Never fear with the dragonfly. Oh, 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 Jesus. Dragonfly don't care. Dragonfly gets right back up and works it some more. Look at those sweet little buns going round and round. Up in the air, holding onto the pole. Oh, he's twerking his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at those buns. The dragonfly is really working it, folks.
Oh,
oh wow. The dragonfly.
Wow.
I'm going to say something right now. I'm glad the strippers didn't come.
Yeah.
Because I know I just did. Holy crap.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
That was impressive.
That was impressive.
Wow.
That was fantastic.
I'm really blown away.
Yeah.
That was really, the both of them really rocked it tonight.
They brought the heat.
Wow.
Hold on, Randall, you're an international celebrity, okay? Of course we're going to bring the heat. What, are we going to throw up dead weight up there? What is this, Shark Week? We throwing chum at you?
No.
This is a real deal, man.
No.
Really? Wow.
You don't understand. As
I'm
soon
impressed.
As I booked you a couple
I'm
weeks
impressed.
Ago, they were in pole dancing class.
That's absolutely right.
I don't think they were ever going to be strippers.
Especially
tonight.
Coleman. Coleman especially took his time in the class.
Wow.
Coleman just let out that pole dancer.
He trained
in
North Hollywood, obviously, because he led. The ass was out early.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ass was out nice and early.
Yeah.
Halfway through the meal, it was after.
Yeah.
Ass time.
That that's what good. I liked about it. He got it out of the way. He said, "Look at here are the buns.
Yeah.
Look at my ass." And then he pulled it back, and then he kept doing his thing.
Yeah.
It was nice, and we never forgot about it.
No, no, it was with me forever. It was like he called out the elephant in the room at the perfect time. He was like, "I know what you want to see. Here it is. Now can we have a talk? Now can we talk?
Right?
You know,
because like when you go to strip bar, nothing's worse than that dancer who waits to the third song.
Yeah,
get naked.
Yeah.
Coleman's just, or Dragonfly. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah. Dragonfly.
It's just like out I'm there. Getting naked. First song.
Yeah.
I want dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, before the chorus.
Yeah.
Here comes the buns.
Yeah. Arguably before lyrics, maybe. Yeah. I feel like maybe lyrics had it started and then his ass was out.
Oh, that was so freaking hilarious.
That was amazing.
Do you think this will make your new next book? When you write a book, will you talk about the days of Playboy Radio?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Because you have a book out, right?
Yes, I do. Honey Badger Don't Care.
And what's it about, besides, obviously, the Honey Badger?
It's Honey Badger, and it's about 11 animals that are most often endangered in the book, but they're just crazy animals that you never really knew existed or gave a shit about, and I'm just trying to bring focus to them.
Oh, my God. And how's that going?
It's great, you know. I mean, with my publisher, Andrews McMeel, I've been able to go on the road and you know, speak about the animals in the book and animals in general. You know, a lot of people these days, you know, they don't like zoos and they say zoos are terrible and blah, blah. But, you know, for the most part, they're actually doing a great job conserving a lot of animals. So I'm just happy to go out there and, you know, make some fart jokes and tell about animals and, you know. And
is there any animals you don't want to save? You're like, get rid of those fucking assholes.
Oh, that's a good question.
Anybody out there, like, did I see another one of those, I'm going to go crazy.
That I'm okay with.
Yeah. Get rid of that dick.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really do enjoy all animals. The ones I really, you know, in wildlife and life in general, the ones that really bother me are just insects. Except the dragonfly. I really...
Because he's majestic.
Majestic. Absolutely. I want a tattoo of a dragonfly with his buns. Like, it should be a dragonfly with his buns.
Just get a
on the end of it.
Coleman with the dragonfly tattoo.
Exactly. It just keeps going.
That'd be a great picture.
Infinite.
Of Coleman on a pole.
Yeah.
The little dragonfly. Oh, man. That is so hilarious.
Or like praying mantises are cool. But, like, ants, I can't fucking stand them. Spiders, go to hell. You know?
I hate them.
I can't stand them.
Yeah.
And they're jerks.
They're jerks.
You try to be nice to them, then they're just assholes.
Yeah. How's about this? Hey, I just want to pick you up and get you out of the house, right?
Yeah.
They're fucking running from you?
Yeah.
Listen, Daddy Long Legs, just wait one fucking second. I'm going to put the glass around you and get you out of the house. No. And then what happens is they lose a leg in the process. Yeah. They lose a leg because they smash one off and it's like, oh,
and then
Jesus.
They blame you.
And
forever.
They blame me, yeah.
They blame you.
Guy, I almost got away. He took a leg.
Yeah.
You know, and then they wait for you to sleep, and then they just put eggs in your throat or something like that.
Exactly. Sam, that's my biggest goddamn fear. These insects in the middle of the night. You know, they say the average human being in a year.
I hate this.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Swallows a pound of insects a year.
Well,
and we don't know it, and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
Like gross.
It's like subliminal fear factor.
Yeah. It's like narcoleptic fear factor. Yeah.
So you do anything.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not eating those bugs. They're like, on the contrary, fuck face. You have. Do it again for $25,000.
Now, you went to Comic-Con. What were you doing in Comic-Con? Pushing the book, meeting the fans.
Also, I'm working on a documentary about Comic-Con because I don't really understand it. You know, it's so amazing to me. That's a whole other universe and world. Like, those people who attend, the people who actually, you know, have the booths and all that stuff. And it's interesting to me how it started off with just, you know, about 500 people in San Diego looking at some Spider-Man comics. Now it's like if you have a TV show or movie, you have to go to Comic-Con to promote it and blah, blah, blah. And how did it get to that point? So I'm exploring that, and it was, you know, it's crazy. It seems to me every year it gets to be more and more people.
When are you going to have your own show to be on Comic-Con?
You know, I don't know. I'm trying here. I'm in talks with a lot of different people, and it keeps, you know, that always happens, and then they fall asleep, and I don't know what the hell happens.
Anyone who deserves a show, it's this guy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I've tried, you know, I think some people, you know, Nat Geo especially, you know, at one point I was talking with them, and I don't think they can wrap their heads around it. They're like,
Why not do that show?
Yeah.
Right.
I just don't get it.
I mean, really? Crazy? How fucking crazy is that to just be like, nah, we're not doing it.
It will work.
Yeah.
How would you not watch that show?
Dude, your video has 61 million views.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's barely that many people on the planet.
Right?
Yeah. You know, it's like, I think all I want to do is, you know, there's obviously like a hole left, you know, Steve Irwin, rest in peace, you know, he was a great wildlife host, and I just want to pick up the baton, you know what I'm saying? That's all I want to do.
You want to just lead the parade.
Yeah, I just want to lead that parade.
Yeah.
With my jizz hands.
Jizz hands. Not so fast, spiders. Jizz hands.
Jizz hands. Look at that.
Get him going.
Now, we want to ask you, we're going to give you... You love the Honey Badger. We love the Honey Badger.
Yes.
We're going to give you some scenarios. You tell us who wins the fight.
Great.
Honey Badger versus Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace is dead.
Yeah.
Dead. So dead. Like, boobs torn apart.
Now, would the honey badger rip off her balls?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's those big angry balls.
She's really something, isn't she? I mean, how many nights in a row can you talk about the Jodi Arias case?
Yeah. Everything.
She's nuts. So I think, you know, it really would be an ugly scene. If you were now, Sam, I'm yes. thinking realistically, if you were to take Nancy Grace, put her in a room, bring a honey badger in, what would happen?
Yeah.
Nancy Grace would die.
Yes. Right.
What a show.
Hopefully in our bathroom here.
And
that'd be great.
And then honey badger would go on for the next 2 weeks talking about that case. Once again, Nancy Grace is still dead. She got in a room with me.
Tragic.
Tragic.
Awful. Nightmare in skin.
And then she started dancing. And then I got psyched when she did the Dancing with the Stars because I was like, great, now maybe she'll just really enjoy this and stop.
Right. Yeah.
And just start dance the rest of her
okay.
career.
How about this one? Honey Badger versus Carlos Danger.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's a tough call.
It'd be hard for the Honey Badger because he gets so many dick pics.
Yeah.
It'd just be hard. Yeah. He'd be like, I got to bite those. He'll get so tired biting all the balls off the dick pic.
Balls on phones. The Honey Badger would be like, I can't get those balls either.
I can't get those balls.
Okay.
I mean, I think, again, you have to give it to Honey Badger.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is going to be the close one you got.
Okay.
Honey Badger versus Sharknado.
Oh, wow.
Who do you got?
Wow. I mean, well, you know, we're talking, we're getting a little bit in the water area, yeah. right? So, yes. So Honey Badger would have to slip into some water.
Some aqua gear.
Yeah, and Sharknado. The snark, with all the sharks.
Well, the sharks
flying
comes
out of the
water.
They come
out
of the sky. Right.
Yeah, and they fly.
And they fly.
That's tough.
That's a
it's tough. I don't know. It might be a draw. I think maybe Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Unless, you know, it depends. Well, they can't really turn around. You know, that's the whole thing. And Honey Badger could just go right for, like, the dorsal fin, those fins in the back.
So you're going
just,
Honey Badger.
You know, yeah. Just because they're gonna fly out of the water, right? Fly into the air with, oh, Sharknado! And then they fall. Like, inevitably, the shark's going to hit and like, wow, ow. And then that's when the Honey Badger will just go in and eat it.
All right, final one. Honey Badger versus Dragonfly.
Oh, wow. Why do they have to battle?
Yeah.
Why can't they just be friends?
Yeah, that's true.
It might just subdue the Honey Badger when he sees it. He's like, I know love. I get love now.
Those buns. I mean, really, that's a children's book series. Yeah. Dragonfly and Honey Badger are friends. And it's the exploits of Dragonfly's buns. You know, he walks around with, like, assless pants. And Honey Badger's with him.
Yeah.
And they just have all these wacky adventures.
In the children's book, Dragonfly has buttless chaps on.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a kid's book.
Can we write that?
Pancakes, Dragonfly.
Randall, you are great. Randall, I know you're a busy man. You're jet-setting around the world. Please come on all the time.
Yes.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
You are
me.
Welcome
this has been
here
a blast.
All the time.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Wow.
One more time for Randall, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Randall, you're great.
Thank
you. Do you want any of our listeners to check out anything real quick? A website, anything?
You could always check out randallshoneybadger.com, and you can go to youtube.com/CZG123.
Sweet. Now, guys, we got a little time left here. Do we want to do our FUs? Do we have enough time for the FUs?
Sure.
Do you want to do the FUs? 3 minutes. Do you want to do the FUs?
Sure.
All right. What we want to do at the end of most shows is we want to give our shout-outs to people we're going to go FU to. So I've decided to ask everybody to do some FUs. Do you guys want me to go first? Who's
the
FUs?
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah,
okay.
Lead the way.
My first FU is to middle-aged white women who go to comedy clubs and decide they have to pick a winner of the show. I am tired of just after the show, some white woman has to run. She can't wait to the end of the show to anoint a winner to give a gold medal out. You were the best. And it's always like the person who she feels bad for because they weren't closing out. You were the best. Hey, bitch, I just did an hour and a half. You want me to do 20 minutes of fury? I'll blow you out of the water. You're the best. Fuck you, cunt.
Damn.
That was a little too much. Is that too much? Okay. You got an FU?
Yeah, I got a fuck you. Fuck you to Bath and Body Works, because first of all, I walk in there and you ask me if I need any help, and clearly I'm there for a reason.
Right.
I go in for my fragrance. It's Capri Seaside Citrus. They tell me it's discontinued, that the season's over. But it was fucking July. It's the middle of summer. That's what Seaside is. Fuck you, Bath and Body Works.
Fuck you. Boom. Big F you the fuck to Bath and Beyond. Anything.
Sam, fuck their name.
Yeah.
I'll say fuck you to airport restaurants. Their food is absolute trash and costs 9 times what regular food costs outside of there. They make you throw out fucking everything to then rebuy it for $60 over and over and over again.
I agree.
And every time I get like the lettuce in a restaurant at the airport, it's not washed. It's just gross. There's flies. Nobody gives a fuck. Like, nobody gives a fuck, and I get that. But just charge regular if nobody gives a fuck.
F you. Anybody else got a good F you? Anyone got a good F you?
Fuck you to the dude that sings fucking Creed at porn star karaoke.
Yeah. F you.
I'm sorry. F you. Fucking Creed. Kiss his ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Suck his dragonfly, you dickhead.
Hey, does Randall have an F you? You don't have to if you don't.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you have an F you on anybody?
Fuck you, Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah!
Bringing it home. Guys, we are going to be in Toronto. If you want to come out, grab your tickets now. It's a small theater. Let's pack this room. If you buy a ticket, you get to go to
getting choked up.
Yeah, I'm crying.
Emotional over there.
You get to go to the live podcast with celebrity guests on Saturday. Buy your tickets now. You get to see all of us, one show, rocking and rolling. Watch everybody, and I'm sober. Watch me get high as fuck on stage by contact buzz as I walk on stage.
Go to naughtyshow.net. Get those tickets.
Randall was great.
iTunes.
What a Give great show. Two great shows. You guys are great. We will see you next. Who do we got next week?
Faustino.
We got Faustino. Oh, nice. Bud Bundy will be in the house.
Yeah.
See you in hell, Winslow.
Yeah. Because that's what I really do.
Pushing the crab every bench. You in the mini coupe. This is the Naughty Show.
You want to work in L.A.? Blow a dude on camera.
With Sam Tripoli.
Because you're a good girl.
Get it off.
You know you like it.
Good.
You know you want it.
We're getting there.
Good girl.
Jizz hands.